Welcome to episode 589 of Fly Away. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps to make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is Anna, and this week I am joined by fellow Outlander travel agents, Elizabeth and Sandy. Bring in the new year with us as we head back aboard Celebrity Beyond to relive what it's really like to spend New Year's Eve at sea on this stylish Edge-class ship. In a previous episode, we talked about the itinerary and why this sailing was such a great option for the holiday. But this time, Sandy and Donna are dishing on the actual onboard experience. We'll chat about the energy on the ship as the clock ticks towards midnight, how Celebrity does holiday decor and celebrations, and what it feels like to trade crowded streets for a pool deck party under the stars. If you've ever wondered whether a New Year's cruise is more refined soiree or all-out bash, this episode will give you a front row seat. So let's get started.
Yay!
Woo! That was a mouthful!
You're welcome.
Yay! So this was your, you've done New Year's cruise. This was your second one in a row, right? Because you did it last year as well.
Well, not in a row. Well, it was, I had a break.
You've done this before, so.
Yes. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. I love it. I mean, honestly, I love being on a ship on New Year's Eve and not having to worry about driving anywhere. That's like the biggest thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I really do like that. So you were on the Celebrity Beyond, mm-hmm. which is one of their newer ships. Was this your first time on that ship?
No, this was my second time. I was on it last year in September, like a year and 3 months before. Uh-huh. And loved the ship so much. And I knew my husband was going to love this ship because it's so gorgeous and so cool. So I definitely wanted to get him on that ship. So that's why I chose that one.
Nice. Yeah. So tell me a little bit about a New Year sailing, we'll just dive right in. Are there, major differences that you wouldn't see like on a normal, just regular sailing, like things
so
that they do?
It's a holiday sailing, so it still feels very Christmassy, even in the ports, but there's still decor on the ships. They actually played Christmas music until New Year's Day. So that was great because it kind of extends your holiday a little bit. But as for like the actual New Year's Eve part, they have different celebrations and they hand out, party favors and stuff like that. So, so I think it's kind of a combination of like wrapping up the Christmas season and ringing in the new year.
And ringing in the new year. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's awesome. That's fantastic.
It is. It's really fun.
So where did you guys go on this? What were your ports?
We had we went to St. Kitts, St. Thomas, and Puerto Plata, and we had 3 days at sea, which was a really cool, like our first 2 days of the cruise were at sea. So it was a nice way to like really get the feel of the ship and experience things and just get like, kind of acclimated to being on vacation and relaxing. And it was cool.
Oh, nice. Very nice. Mm-hmm. So let's see. What else we got going on here? Let's look at these notes here. What have we got? Tell us a little bit about what you did. I mean,
So Donna is actually not on recording with us today, but she was on the ship with us, with her family. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of cool. We had another couple with me and my husband too. So we, we got on the ship and we were kind of texting each other like, where are you? What bar? So of course we ended up in the Sundown bar, which is after the ship. And, I know it's an Outlander favorite because it's a really cool place to do your sail away and wave goodbye to Miami. Oh, I have to throw this in. This was really strange. We sailed out of Miami and I've sailed out of Miami a lot and I've driven to Miami to sail out of Miami. So I've done it several different ways. This was the worst traffic I have ever experienced. And I don't know what it was, but they were closing some of the entries into the different like areas of the port and making mm-hmm. everybody go down and around. And it was just, there were people getting out of their taxis and walking because they didn't want their taxi fare to keep running up. They were like dragging their suitcases across the highway. I mean, it was wild. It took us like 2.5 hours to get there from South Beach, which is not normal at all. And we wow. threw a lot of money at our Uber driver because, you know, when we booked it, there wasn't any surge pricing when we booked it. So mm-hmm. like we took up so much of her time. It was, you know, it was really crazy. But yeah, so anyway.
You didn't see an accident or anything? Like,
no, they were, it was, so whenever you were going to, like, we could see our ship and we could see where we'd normally would turn in. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but there were like security guards standing there blocking it and making people go around. And I think when Donna showed up, they were driving and they were able to go into that entrance. So they didn't have to do the whole like drive down and turn around. And I mean,
there was something going on when you,
maybe some famous rich person was trying to get on board. So they were clearing traffic. I don't know, but people were not being nice about it. I will tell you that it was intense. So yeah. I would just say, if you're going to do a holiday sailing like that, I don't know if it was a little worse because it's a holiday. My last holiday sailing was out of Port Canaveral and, there was nothing like that. It was not.
We experienced something similar in Miami on a Thanksgiving cruise we did a couple years ago.
Really?
So just the traffic was just, I mean, to get to the port, it was mm-hmm. horrendous. So if you are sailing over a major holiday, definitely allow yourself extra time.
I was sailing out of Fort Lauderdale for a New Year's cruise because mm-hmm. Sandy and I both wanted to cruise, but apparently not together. We're gonna fix that next year. We got into the port at Fort Lauderdale faster than we ever have. And because, you know, that can get really backed up because there's extra security there because of all the oil barrels that are stored there. Mm-hmm. So we actually were like in through the line and headed into the port by like, in 15 minutes. I mean, it was super, super quick. So,
yeah,
that's crazy. Wow. So once we got to the port, it was actually not that bad getting in. You know, we were a little bit past our time. I mean, like the sign-in time, but it doesn't matter if you show up a little late, as long as you're not like past the all aboard time. Right. Yeah. So getting on the ship was actually pretty smooth sailing. But we were definitely looking for the bars to like go and have a drink because we wanted to chill out and it was so nice and sunny and hot, so mm-hmm. yeah, and it's still kind of football-y season, so there's, you know, playoff games, or it's right before the playoffs, so it's like really mm-hmm. important, you know, games going on, and so that was mm-hmm. fun. We moved to the rooftop area that has like the grass and stuff. Well, it doesn't have grass on this one, but there's like, it's a big rooftop area that has like all mm-hmm. these plants and seating and the big screen TV. And so we went there and there was a game on, and yeah, it was cool.
Fun.
A lot of college games on at this time of year too. Like all the bowl games.
Bowl games.
Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah.
So tell me about a little bit about what you guys did on board. Like, did you do any like extra stuff, like some cool specialty dining, see some cool shows?
We did. Yeah, we did all the shows. So, and they have this one show that, well, I think all their shows are really good. There's mm-hmm. one that is very focused on, they sing a lot of Broadway hits. So that one is really cool. And when we went to see that one, we were sitting in front of this family and they were playing like Broadway music before the show. And those people knew every word to every song and knew what everything was. So I was like, oh, this is going to be great. You know, but so that was kind of funny because that helped me with a trivia question later in the cruise. So I was like, oh, I know what this song is because those people told me. Yeah. So it was cool. So that one's really good. They have one called Arte. And then there's, I forget what the other one is called, but
Elements. Yes. And Stage Door.
Stage Door is the Broadway one. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You're welcome.
Yeah, it was it
See,
was
I
really
do
good.
Research.
Mm-hmm. And Elements,
try to be a good host.
Is about like fire and water.
Yeah.
Air.
The Elements. Yes.
So yeah. Celebrities sometimes their shows can be a little bit on the abstract Arty. Side. Yeah.
Definitely.
Artsy fartsy.
So on brand. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Well, RT and and elements. Definitely. Yeah, mm-hmm. for sure. Yeah. But they were great. And then the other nights there would be like, there was one night there was like a diva kind of singer. Mm-hmm. And she was up on the deck for New Year's Eve too. And she sang before New Year's Eve, before the countdown. And then there was like a magician kind of comedian act. So they switch it up, but they have, it's a good mix of like the Broadway-y stuff. And then they have also aft of the ship, there's an area on this ship called Eden. And it's like a really multifunctional area because it has a specialty dining, but it also has a bar and they do like shows in there. So they have a nighttime show that's at like 10 o'clock at night. And we knew we weren't going to stay up and make it to that one. So we went to the family show that was like, earlier in the day. It was like at 2 o'clock or something. And it was really cool. It was Alice in Wonderland themed, and it was cute that because Celebrity doesn't have a lot of kids on board, but it's a holiday sailing, so there were kids, you know. Mm-hmm. And so I thought it was a really cool thing that families could do and very entertaining for the kids. And they got a couple little kids up into the show because it's not really like there's a stage. It's more like the area where the musicians play for like ambiance mm-hmm. later at night. So, mm-hmm. So yeah, it's just a cool area. And then those same performers were in like the other lounge area later, doing a different show. So, they have a really good use of their space, and they use it for like most of the venues are used for a couple different things, you know? So,
right. So just to clarify, the Alice in Wonderland show is not the same show that they do that night. The show they do at night is different, or is it the same show, but they just do it early for families?
I could not tell you, but
the program.
Actually, I feel like there might have been. I don't know. I mean, there's nothing really adult that kids can't see in any of the shows that I've done. But I'm really not sure. I didn't read the program and figure it out. I feel like they're. Yeah, I don't know. Sorry.
What are we doing here? I mean,
I know. It was good though. It was really cool. Yeah, I loved it. And so, and also we did some specialty dining. We did eat in Eden, mm-hmm. Which is really, really cool. It's like very artistic looking food, you know, like
artsy.
Really,
so they take Wonderland it, they take their,
yeah. It's not like Wonderland has stuff that doesn't necessarily like taste like it looks, I would say.
This molecular is not like chemistry that. Is what they call it. Molecular gastronomy, excuse me.
No, I wouldn't say that. I would say it's more like very beautiful presentation, very unique looking, you know, a lot of attention to those kind of details. It's not it's not like you would get like a carrot cake that is actually not a cake, you know, right. It has like little dots of stuff. Yeah. And then we also ate at Le Petit Chef, which is you can do this in other places, but it's on the Celebrity ships, and so cute. And it was actually a different show than the one I've done twice before.
Oh, cool.
So yeah, it was kind of cool. This one was funny. It was, so if you're not familiar, it's basically the table is like a projector. So there's like a projector above you and it shows scenes on the table, and it's this little chef making your dinner. And then whenever the dinner's done, the wait staff comes and puts the plate down, and it's what the chef was making. And, you know, I remembered it being really cute and whatever. This one had it was all seafood. So I was a little bit worried about that because my husband doesn't really eat seafood, and they do have an alternate menu, but your food won't match what the chef is doing, you know? So he decided to do all the same stuff. And he really liked it. He actually tried lobster for the first time and was a fan.
So maybe he likes seafood now, or likes it, a little projection chef cooks it for him.
But I will say this one was a little more, I don't know how to say it, but like the part where we got a little bit of octopus in our soup, right? The octopus is trying to catch him and he's cutting its arms off. You know? It was like a little bit like, oh my God. Like, and then
violent.
Showed him like he's riding on the lobster, and then the lobster dies, and it's like, oh, okay. Yeah. So, So it's funny. It's funny and it's cute. But
so it's Le Petit Chef Dark.
Yeah, exactly. Like if you don't want to see noir. Like octopus legs. And I loved octopus, but I also have been having guilt about how smart they are. And like I probably shouldn't eat them, but they're so delicious, you know?
I have a friend who she's horrified that we eat octopus. She's like, they're sentient. And I'm like, well, any animal is sentient, but I think she means they're extra intelligent. Like I wouldn't eat a dolphin. And
but don't they have like a really short lifespan anyway?
I have no idea.
I don't really know. Don't check me on that. Yeah. And then at the end they had an ad and they actually have like more. So they've really started doing more of these. I think the company is called Skull Mapping. And I've seen this restaurant in like London and stuff too. So
yeah, they have it in Vegas as well, I think. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so there's other experiences you could do. I don't know. My daughter's vegetarian, and I don't think either of the menus would have appealed to her. So
yeah, they had. I remember when we did it for our conference, they had vegetarian entree, like the alternative menu had some. You could put together vegetarian stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I thought I remembered it being like chicken, you know, like we had steak, the alternate was chicken. I can't remember.
I do think they always have a vegetarian option though.
Well, if they do, it's something that is not on either menu. So I would say if you think you want to do it, because when you reserve it, you pay for it. Mm-hmm. If you're reserving it in advance, I would go straight to that restaurant when you get on board and talk to them about it to make sure that they'll be able to accommodate, and they should be able to, but it's not like I wouldn't just show up that day at your reservation and do that. So that was the two specialty dine. Oh, actually, and we also had sushi too. We did the sushi restaurant.
Okay.
It was excellent. Sushi. Yeah so good.
Nice.
Yeah.
So I kind of want to hear a little more about like New Year's Eve, like how that evening went. Tell us a little bit about how they do that on the ship.
Yeah, so this was our sushi restaurant night. So when we got seated, you know, everybody's dressed up. Everybody gets like all fancy. And it's a lot of fun because I don't have very many chances to get fancy. And so they were handing out like the little Happy New Year hats and horns and headbands and stuff when we were like at the restaurant. And then I wish Donna was on this recording because she totally flaked out before midnight. But she had a good reason. I know, here I am giving her a mess. But her and her whole family were doing a scuba diving excursion, and they had to be up at like 6 a.m. So it's probably better that they didn't like whoop it up and have like, get their party on. Even Connor, her son, who's like college age, he hung out with us for a little bit, but he left before midnight too. He stayed longer than the rest of the family. But so we made our way up to the Sunset Bar again, and we were hanging out back there as the evening was winding down. And then we made our way over to the pool deck because that was where the big party was. And it was a gorgeous night. So very lucky. And like I said, there was one of the singers from the shows was singing like Whitney Houston songs and stuff. So they just had, it was just really good, fun atmosphere. And then they bring around the champagne, and everybody goes and gets your champagne before the countdown. And it's just a big party. It's a lot of fun.
So fun. I need to consider. Oh, I might need to do that. That sounds fun.
I mean,
fun than sitting on my sofa.
I think it's a thing that's catching on with the Outlander crowd because, Nitra, we just talked to her about her New Year's cruise.
And Elizabeth did a New Year's cruise. And so everybody's doing New Year's cruise except for Anna. So I guess I need to get with the program here.
Well, funny you should say that because we probably are going to do a New Year's cruise next year.
Teaser. Yeah.
So stay tuned. More on that later.
It's a great way to, like I said, extend your holiday. Like, have a really fun time, because Christmas and everything is so hectic, and it's just nice to relax on a cruise and chill out at the end,
Absolutely.
Before you have to come back to real life. They also do this thing on Celebrity on the last day at sea called Poolest Day Ever, and it's like a big pool party. And
fun.
I thought, this will be perfect. I will rent a cabana and invite my friends and we'll all like have a prime spot on our day at sea. Cause the other days at sea, it was a little hard to get like, a chair and stuff, but But they do, like, they had water aerobics and they had dance classes and they had all this stuff going on. And then they do this thing where they have a volleyball game between the crew and the guests, and the crew get in the pool with mm-hmm. their uniforms on. So it's really funny, you know, like, it's all really cool. It ended up being the coldest, windiest day of our trip. So they still did all the stuff, and actually being in the pool wasn't that bad because it wasn't like windy in the pool, but we were in the cabana with, like, wrapped up in towels because I was like, we paid for this thing for the whole day.
Oh no, you pay for it. You're using
we're it. Sitting here. We are sitting in this cabana all day long.
Suck it up. So. Grab a blanket. Grab yep. something hot to drink. Let's go.
Exactly. And it was fun. You know, we had, like, you know, we had dedicated waiters, and it comes with food and water bottles and all this stuff. So I still will say it was a really good thing to do, and it was a lot of fun, especially if you're there with several, you know, groups of people or whatever. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was just the coldest, windiest day. I don't know if it's because of the direction we were going or how fast we were going. I don't know. It was. Did you find that day cold and windy, Elizabeth?
I don't remember it being cold, windy, but you were much further. You were, like, on the other side of Cuba from us.
Oh.
Because remember, I thought I saw you, but it was a different celebrity ship.
Yeah.
It was, yeah. So
you're waving at each other from across
yeah,
the ocean.
Yeah, I was like, I'm trying. Like, I don't see you. So, and then I realized it wasn't the ship. Yeah.
Oh.
So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It was great.
Yeah. I guess a cold day on a cruise ship is better than a
yeah.
cold day
at
home.
I will take being wrapped up in towels on a pool yeah. deck. Yeah, it's fine.
Over being in North Carolina any day. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly. Absolutely. Okay. What else?
Did they serve a special? You said it was your sushi night, so maybe you didn't look mm-hmm. at the regular menu, but did they serve a special menu for New Year's, or was it just the regular?
I feel like they did, but I do know one of their specialty restaurants had, like, a special meal, and it was pricey though. So, I don't know if it was the Daniel Boulud restaurant or I can't remember which one. It was, like, one of the pricier restaurants anyway, but the special New Year's Eve meal was even pricier. So it was like, I don't know. I want to say like $175 a person or something.
Oh, wow.
So, oh, so you yeah. definitely opted out of that one.
Yeah, we didn't do that. We had sushi instead. So
yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's fair.
That's good.
Well, yeah. And we'll yeah. talk about my New Year's cruise, like, I don't know, 3 months from now, because we had lots of stuff to talk about. But they basically did a captain's gala dinner two nights in a row. So we actually got surf and turf on the menu two nights in a row,
oh.
which was kind of nice. Yeah. So they still yeah. did their captain's gala dinner, but then the New Year's Eve dinner was like this. Yeah. So Chris and I were like, yes, please. So yeah.
No kidding. Yeah.
That's
cool. Well,
yeah, well, that covers it.
Yeah, I think we've covered it. So that's our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. We would love to hear from you. So thank you, Sandy. I know you're not really a special guest because you're here all the time, but thank you for telling us all about your amazing New Year's cruise. And on behalf of, again, Sandy, Elizabeth, and myself, Anna, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.